Welcome to part 8 and the finale of our special musical production, Waymaker, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them.
When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice,
"Lazarus, come out!"
The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them,
"Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
Crowds followed Jesus wherever he went, hoping he was the Messiah. Heaven sent more than what he spoke, what he taught was a supernatural.
For us. been thinking about everything you've told me these past few days. I understand that Jesus did miracles, and I believe he still does them today. But what about people who never see any miracles? Can they still believe in him?
My wise little granddaughter, you've asked the most important question of all. Do you remember what Jesus said to Thomas after the resurrection?
Thomas wanted to touch Jesus' wounds before he would believe?
That's right. And Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus was talking about people like you and those who will come after you. People who believe not because you have seen, but because you trust.
It's like when Saba tells us stories about his childhood. We weren't there, but we believe him because we know his character. We trust his word.
So believing in Jesus is like that?
Exactly. We believe in Jesus because his words ring true in our hearts, because his love changes our lives, because his promises give us hope. We don't need to see him walk on water to know he can calm the storms in our souls.
So I don't need to see a miracle to know that Jesus loves me.
You've already seen the greatest miracle, dear one. The miracle of his love changing your heart. That's worth more than all the dramatic signs in the world.
And remember, faith that doesn't depend on constant miracles is stronger faith. It's the kind that lasts through good times and hard times alike.
I think I understand now. Jesus is the waymaker, whether I see big miracles or not, because he's already made the most important way, the way to God's heart.
Now you truly understand, my precious granddaughter. And that understanding will carry you through whatever life brings your way.
Whatever the challenge, whatever the concern, whatever the need, whatever the question, Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer for the world.
Jesus is the way.
The greatest miracles often happen in the quiet moments, when hearts are changed, when hope is restored, when love conquers fear. We don't need dramatic signs to know that God is working. We need only to trust in his character, to believe in his promises, and to walk forward in faith. Jesus is still the waymaker, not just when he parts seas or calms storms, but every day when he guides our steps, provides for our needs, and transforms our hearts. The same God who made a way through the Red Sea is making a way through your life right now. Father, we thank you for these days of remembering your faithfulness. Thank you for showing us that you are the eternal waymaker, working in every generation, in every heart that's open to you.